maybe 10 years ago, we came up with a term of Rangocentrism. And I felt like that's almost like a little belief system that our community within our Tlingit and Haida Nation is special within the region. It always was and it always will be. And if this is a way to like express that love for our land, for our people, for this Native community, then I'll take the chance to do that.
The Central Council serves citizens across Southeast Alaska and beyond. How do you see the tribe's role evolving in the next 5 years?
We're in such a time of change globally, nationally, and locally. I don't know exactly where things are going. I don't know if anyone really does. We know where we want it to go, and we know what's possible. And I've always held TNH in high regard since they have been diversifying into private sector revenue generation, coming up with innovative ways of making money. But figuring out how to do economic development in a really uncertain economy is I think the work cut out for us.
And how can the tribe strengthen food sovereignty for future generations?
It's been just so cool witnessing what Tlingit and Haida has done with traditional foods. The uniformly packaged and distributed traditional foods to not just serve our region, like in specifically Tlingit Ani, but outside. I was living in Kenai for a period of time, and herring eggs made it to Anchorage. And it's hard work and just Tlingit genius and Haida genius. But the foods themselves are a lot more than just calories or food on the table. There's the culture that goes with it, the understandings that go with it. The food has always been a connection to our land, and it's been a connection to our ancestors and to our descendants. So it's in our DNA.
What should the tribe be doing to support youth engagement in cultural practices?
I'm very excited about the route Tlingit and Haida has gone in joining the canoe journey. And to build those canoes into programming, just a really powerful possibility that we could use those canoes in culture camp and use them in curriculum year-round. I think if TNH keeps involving itself and keeps investing in canoe culture, that our generations ahead will really know who they are and they'll feel really connected to their history.
What partnerships, tribal, nonprofit, or private, would you seek to strengthen with TNH?
I'll twist that around and say it's not simply partnerships, but I think TNH is at its best when it's an advocate, when TNH is ready to negotiate with strength and candor in dealing with the state, dealing with federal government, dealing with all these different municipal governments and different federal agencies. I think that's when TNH could be really powerful. And the way we would do that as delegates from Wrangell is to develop our resolutions.
How will you communicate complex policy decisions to citizens who may feel disconnected from the tribal government?
My job would be listening to every citizen and making sure they feel heard, and then turning around and voicing those opinions to our assembly and making sure the world hears us. So there's a lot of listening, a lot of discussions, synthesizing, and then speaking. So the job of the delegate is to be just a fierce advocate on the floor, on the microphone, in the way they vote and the way they lobby with other delegates. I don't limit myself on who I'm ready to listen to. Any citizen, any Tlingit or Haida person in Wrangell has a really important opinion in my mind and a really important voice that I would be taking with me to Juneau.
Is there anything else you want to say?
The way I think our local governance could go is with big membership meetings and to have community gatherings. I've always loved hosting events, being part of obviously our kuik, but even just community potlucks, traditional foods potlucks. And I'd really love to see us building the unity of our community. Building the unity takes thought, it takes hard work, and a real conscious effort. That's a rich part of every Wrangell Native's heritage is that we've always been engaged in politics, and some of the most important political forces within our people's history came from this island, and we need to pick up that legacy and run with it.